It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Barron County residents in need have access to housing assistance, clothing, and food thanks to the Community Connections to Prosperity Coalition. On a quarterly basis, the Northern Wisconsin group brings more than 20 service agencies together with community leaders to provide help all in one place. With its creation nearly a decade ago, the coalition is building new solutions to reduce poverty. From tiny homes to food recovery to free laundry services, we're learning more about the organization's work and the challenges of dealing with poverty in rural communities. Steering committee members Alyssa Lammers, Sarah Turner, and Jennifer Jorgensen talked to WPR host Lee Rayburn last week.
Sarah, I want to start with you today. Not only are you a committee member with the Community Connections to Prosperity Coalition, but you also work in public health. You're the health specialist with the Barron County Department of Health and Human Services. What do you see in your community as the effects of poverty?
Yeah, so one thing I have a unique perspective being a part of public health is we conduct community health assessments. And so we do get to see and take a look at some of that data. And that paired with some of the projects that we're going to talk about a little bit later today shows us that kind of the top issues that always come to the top when we're talking about poverty are food, clothing, and housing. And, you know, being in a rural area, there's a lot of challenges. We don't have big cities where people can come and get a lot of services. We have a lot of rural families where transportation is an issue. So even if we do have programs that address these needs for people, it can be difficult for them to reach those resources. And so we depend a lot on our partners and our schools, and we do things kind of in a unique and different way in rural Wisconsin to help people get what they need.
And Alyssa and Barron, you're the caregiver specialist and health promotions coordinator for the Aging and Disability Resource Center there. Why did you decide to join the Community Connections to Prosperity Coalition?
Yeah, we really wanted to have a seat at the table on this coalition just to bring the perspective from older adults and adults living with disabilities who we serve in our everyday work to the table, because they oftentimes have unique needs and perspectives. And so we thought it was really important to be a part of this coalition.
Jenny Jorgensen, you're the engagement specialist with the community engagement team at Mayo Clinic Health System for Northwest Wisconsin. How does your outreach work translate to the Community Connections to Prosperity Coalition?
Yeah, so we recognize that a lot of a person's health and wellness occurs and is impacted in the communities where we live and work and play. And we recognize that within our walls at Mayo Clinic Health System, we certainly can't help everyone with their healthcare needs. But within our communities, as Sarah stated, we can partner and collaborate with organizations and other coalitions who really have that same mission and goal as we do. And that's to improve the quality of life and health for our patients and our staff where they live and work.
Sarah Turner, what does poverty look like in Barron County, and can it be hard to find?
Yeah, definitely. I think Barron County, you know, like a lot of rural areas, is you don't see the homeless people sleeping on the streets. You don't see the people lined up, you know, at the food pantries and things like that. We don't have those types of visuals. And so it can be difficult for our community members to understand and see that we do have poverty just like everybody else. So it's our job as the coalition and at Public Health is to help the community see that and visualize that. And so part of what we do through the coalition is try to bring that data to the community. We were just talking to some people and, you know, as a visual, we have 800 kids in Barron County, which is enough to fill 14 school buses that receive our weekend food backpack programs through our schools. And that always blows people's minds because you don't see those 800 kids or families lined up, like I said. And so just really helping to bring that to light and show our community that even though you might not see it, it's definitely still here. It's just in the corners and out in the country.
So, Jenny, what do we identify as the greatest needs in the effort to reduce poverty in Barron County?
You know, I'd just like to clarify, too. I think when we're talking about poverty, one thing we are always also focusing on within our coalition is perhaps the working poor also. And that's just the people who are working every day and really just trying to make ends meet. And so those are also the people that are visiting our food pantries and perhaps homeless, but they're in their car with their family and they're sleeping in the parking lot in Walmart and cleaning up in a gas station and then going to work in school.
So poverty does not necessarily mean unemployment, but it does mean what then, Alyssa? What are the big ways we can reduce poverty wherever we are?
Well, we really want to meet people where they're at. So, you know, we'll talk a little bit about our center point events that we have coordinated through this coalition and really trying to break down those barriers. Like Sarah said earlier, transportation is a huge issue. So if people don't have transportation, even if the resources are available, then they're not able to access and get their needs met. So really our work through the coalition is just addressing those barriers, breaking down those walls to make it easier for people to get their needs met.
Jenny, is this all primarily donation-based? How does this coalition run?
We rely on donations from different organizations, grant funding as well. We tend to take our presentation on the road as well and just want to pique the interest of different organizations that perhaps want to donate to a cause like this.
Sarah, let's talk about the center point events and some of the needs that are addressed in these events. What are they?
Yeah, so these are some events that we started. And actually, we got the idea. So I work in public health. And as a part of my job, we had a tornado here. And what we do is a lot of disaster relief and response. And something we do is after disasters, we set up these multi-agency resource centers. Basically, we bring all the resources under one roof for the victims of the disaster. And a lot of us partners were sitting around at this event and looking at each other thinking, gosh, this is fantastic. Look how many people we can serve. Why aren't we doing this outside of disaster? Why are we just waiting for a disaster for something like this to happen? And so that kind of sparked the idea. And now we get together 25 to 30 agencies quarterly under one roof to help meet people's needs on site. It's not like a health fair where people are walking around and learning about the resources. We're actually serving people right on site. So we give away clothing, food. We have people helping with housing, mental health, financial support, job services, caregiving support, children's services, all kinds of things. Obviously, we can't do a root canal right there on site, but you know, we make sure there's a plan in place so when that person leaves, that need is met. So they have that appointment set, they have transportation set, they're signed up, you know, for whatever they need to help pay for that appointment. They have all those things in place so that by the time that they leave, there is a plan to have those needs met.
We're talking about the Barron County Coalition called the Community Connections for Prosperity. Their organization works to reduce poverty by providing resources and personal connections. As you're hearing, our guests are steering committee members Alyssa Lammers, Sarah Turner, and Jennifer Jorgensen. Alyssa, what's the next 90-day project for the coalition? What will you be focusing on here?
We are going to be focusing on food security in Barron County. Our last 90-day project, we started some work around food security, specifically food recovery, which is working with community partners to source food that might otherwise go in the dumpster because it might be nearing expiration date. It might be just going unused for whatever reason. Finding that food and then dispersing it to people in need. And we started working on a toolkit to really bring awareness to the issue in Barron County and gather partners to the table that might be interested in participating in the project. So we're continuing that work in our next 90-day project because we didn't quite finish up that toolkit completely. And then we are also looking at kind of extending that project into working with local growers. So the, you know, your neighbor down the block who has extra zucchini in their garden at the end of the growing season and doesn't know what to do with it, and it's otherwise going to go to waste, where can they bring that? How can they get that out to people who can then use it, who are experiencing food insecurity?
So Community Connections to Prosperity in Barron County has the center point events that are happening quarterly, that they have these 90-day projects, which are happening about every 90 days. Jen Jorgensen, tell us a little bit about what we've seen in the last year in terms of the impact that this coalition's had on Barron County.
For the first time ever, Alyssa and Sarah and I actually got together and created an impact report and have been able to share that data with a lot of our partners. The impact is we were able to place two tiny homes that actually the concept started in 2019 and was delayed a bit because of COVID and other reasons, and we were able to finally place those tiny homes with our Salvation Army partner out of Barron County. And so those will be used to help unhoused residents have some temporary shelter from the elements. We also created a Loads of Love program, and that helps people who are in need of doing their laundry at different laundromats. We have partnered with a laundromat in Rice Lake and created a program to help those who need help washing their clothes do that.
What about the Feed the Future program through the coalition?
Yes. So the Feed the Future program was a 90-day project from our last cycle. And that too, as Sarah had talked about, the hungry children in Barron County, we recognize there are 800 or probably more children who are utilizing many of the school's weekend backpack program services. The weekend backpack program fills up a bag of food that the child can take home for the weekend to feed them and their families. As we met with many of our backpack program partners at the local schools, we realized that their funding was pretty limited based on either private donations or business donations in those local communities. The group that worked on this project actually partnered with the Wolfsten, which is a business in Cameron. They are having a 3-day fundraising event in May, and the goal is to hopefully raise $100,000 that we can equally distribute among all of the backpack programs in our school districts in Barron County.
Sarah Turner, it seems sometimes that the solutions to reducing poverty may be obvious, that for those who are hungry, you provide food. For those who are homeless, you provide housing. So where is the disconnect when it comes to making, when it comes to actually reducing poverty in our community?
I think the disconnect is that, you know, exactly what you said. So you're hungry, here's some food. You're in need of housing, here's a tiny home, but we need to look at the long haul, and we need to look at how we can systemically change things and create sustainable change in our communities. So, you know, we often use the example of a mitten tree that, yes, mitten trees are wonderful. Kids need and adults need, you know, warm hats and mittens for winter, but how can we put systems in place to make sure that A, they can provide their own mittens, or B, they don't need the mittens to begin with? And so looking at it from with a bigger scope, right? Looking beyond just serving that individual, looking at what we can do within our community, within our environment, to help make sure that the changes we're looking at making are sustainable and are going to make the biggest impact.
Jenny Jorgens, we've talked about the direct ways to reduce poverty in terms of food, clothing, housing, transportation. What are some of the indirect causes we see of poverty in our community?
You know, the indirect causes related to that are mental health issues, chronic diseases, substance use, alcohol abuse.
And many of those sound like they could be connected at certain points.
They are most certainly connected. They are the top priorities that we continue to see when we work on our community health needs assessment. Every 3 years, we assess our communities, and those are the issues that continuously come up as top priorities that community members are concerned about. However, if you look upstream and you think about the upstream approach to all of those, many times it's related to people perhaps not having enough to eat, having to worry about where they're going to live, having to worry about how they're going to get to work or how they're going to get their kids to their next medical appointment. And those are all preventative measures that we can look at to hopefully then have a bigger impact and help with the issues such as the mental health and the chronic disease and the substance and alcohol use and abuse.
Alyssa, how might other counties start a similar coalition to the Community Connections to Prosperity in Barron County?
I think it takes really finding those partners that you work with on a daily basis that can really join forces and make a collective impact. So we all kind of work in our silos from day to day. We each have our daily tasks and jobs, and really putting our heads together and figuring out where everybody's strengths lie and how we can all join forces has been really, really impactful. So anybody looking to create a coalition like this, just reach out to those partners, because I think a lot of people really want and are passionate about the work. And if you can join forces, it takes the pressure off of one agency or organization, and you can have a bigger impact.
I want to thank you all for your work and sharing it with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That was WPR host Lee Rayburn talking about the Community Connections to Prosperity Coalition based in Barron County. Our guests were steering committee members Alyssa Lammers, Sarah Turner, and Jennifer Jorgensen.